for a little bit of rock history, I'm going to take you back to the year 1953. The man's name, Mr. Hank Ballard, along with the Midnighters. And it was the year 1953, before rock and roll actually began. Mr. Hank Ballard came out with a couple of good sounds that made the rhythm and blues scene at the time. And he started the whole works with one song called Work With Me Annie, and it was such a success that he continued with a rock and roll sound, rhythm and blues sound at the time, with Annie Had a Baby. Here again is Mr. Hank Ballard with the Midnighters. With a follow-up of Work With Me Annie, Hank Ballard, and Midnighters right after this.
Underwriters Laboratories feel strongly about safety, especially when safety can be used.
And walk away.
and Mr. Hank Ballard in the Midnighters. As going back now to the year 1953 with Annie Had a Baby. And Work With Me Annie, going into the 60s now. Mr. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters kept things moving, grooving in the rock and roll scene with one big sound, finger popping time. Midnighters right here on Rock and Roll. Hank Ballard Midnighters had hits going from 1953 all the way up through the 60s. Who knows what? Maybe he might be back with more rock and roll hits in the future. And rock and roll will continue right here on WKPS FM right after this. Back on the track now with rock and roll. If you're ready, we're going to go back to the year 1956 with Frankie Lyman.
Doo-bop-si-doo, boom-boom-boom-boom-boom.
Doo-bop-si-doo, boom-boom-boom-boom-boom.
I'll always want you, because my heart is true. Come, come, come closer, and I'll tell you all the ABCs.
Right here on WKPS FM, two in a row. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers.
No, no.
Mr. Frankie Lyman, right here on the Pretzel Show. And I'll be here with a little open clock with the best of rock and roll just for you. Here's Miss Betty Everett.
Does he love me? I wanna know. How can I tell if he loves me?
A little bit of the sound from the 60s.
Is it in his eyes?
Of all times, the Shoop Shoop song. Rock and roll will continue right after this.
In a child's world.
Last night I took a walk after dark. I swing a place called Palisade Park. To have some fun and see what I
the 60s right here on Rock and Roll. Gonna keep things moving now. Mr. Gary U.S. Bonds had quite a few hits in the 60s. One of them, not too well known, Getting in the Groove. Right here in the Pretzel Show, just for you.
Are you getting that feeling?
U.S. Bonds from the 60s. Now, Mr. Gary U.S. Bonds had a lot of sounds from the 60s, a lot of popular ones. But I think the most popular was one sound that came out in the year 1962, New Orleans.
Ah!
and love. Love is a difficult thing to understand and know. It takes two people. It takes two people who really understand each other and who are each willing to climb the highest mountain, swim the largest ocean, or else pull the highest star out of the sky to give to that one and only one other special person. A smile can show so much, and if a smile doesn't do it, a tear will. And often it takes many tears before one really understands. What is love? Love is something that everyone needs. No love was ever meant or intended to be given or taken when convenient. Love is a necessity. Love is something that often we didn't know we've had until it's gone. And when it's gone, a person no longer is whole. A hollowness is felt deep down inside, which no substitute can fill. We all need love, in one way or another, and without love, there is loneliness. And loneliness can tear one's heart, and even the strongest person just can't exist.
Just two kinds of people in the world. One can't be fall in love. Just two kinds of people in the world. They are a boy and girl.
Boy meets girl.
Be no more.